to four. The kiss that changes gravity.
Split did not know it was being watched. Split. The night was only night. Salt wind drifting through narrow streets. Neon reflecting on wet stone. The smell of fried fish leaking from kitchens that refused to sleep. A city that had survived empires, wars, and the slow erosion of time.
But beneath it, under the concrete, under the sea, under the oldest bones of the peninsula,
something new had begun to move.
Not evil.
Not hunger.
Not rage.
Something far worse.
Silence with intent.
Alex felt it before he understood it. It began as a pressure behind his eyes.
Not pain.
More like the universe had shifted its weight and placed it directly on his skull.
He stood at the window in Mara's apartment, watching rain smear across the glass like a memory refusing to become clear.
Behind him, Mara breathed slowly, controlled, the way people breathe when they're trying not to show fear.
Alex could also hear something else.
Not with his ears.
The watchers.
Not in words, in frequency,
like wind that never touched skin.
Like a choir humming behind walls.
Five presences.
Five minds.
Five separate flames aligned into one circle.
United.
And yet.
Uncertain. Alex pressed his fingertips against the cold glass.
Tell me, he said quietly. Is this it?
Mara stepped beside him.
Her skin was warm.
But not human warm.
Not tonight.
Tonight she was burning.
Not visibly.
Not dramatically. But Alex could feel it. Her blood had changed.
Her bones had changed.
The air around her was slightly wrong, as if reality itself had to renegotiate the rules whenever she moved.
She looked at him.
And when she spoke, her voice carried that familiar softness.
And something beneath it.
Something older.
I do not know, she admitted.
But I think, yes. Alex exhaled slowly.
He had been waiting for this.
Ever since Book One ended with the Watchers fracturing and the world trembling like a held breath.
He had felt it in dreams.
Strange half-sleep states where his soul wandered near the moon heaven, where nine screens waited like dormant gods.
In those dreams, he saw a shadow shift behind the future, a dark current crawling through probability. He had named it instinctively. The null current. And now it was here. The first sign.
The first sign was not a monster.
It was a mistake.
A street lamp flickered outside the window. Once, twice, then it turned off completely.
Not broken, not failing,
just extinguished. As if light itself had decided it no longer deserved to exist. Another lamp followed, then another. Split streetlights went dark one by one, stretching into the distance like falling dominoes. Darkness spilled across the city with unnatural patience. Alex stepped back from the window. The darkness was not fast.
It did not attack. It did not chase. It advanced. Certainty.
And inside it, a voice. Not spoken. Not Croatian. Not English. Not any language. A thought forced directly into the mind. Heavy enough to collapse the soul.
You are still here.
Alex stirred slightly. Mara grabbed his arm.
You heard it, she whispered.
Alex swallowed.
I heard it.
One of the Watchers, Watcher 3. The one Alex privately called Seraph fled faintly in the air.
Do not answer it.
Alex felt his lips part anyway. Not because he wanted to.
Because the voice had addressed him like an owner calling a dog.
I'm here, Alex said quietly. The moment he spoke,
the darkness outside changed.
Not closer, not faster, but aware.
Rain slowed in midair. Droplets trembled for half a second like the world was buffering. Then the voice returned. Colder. You were not supposed to remember. Mara squeezed Alex's hand.
Do not talk, she whispered urgently.
Alex, please do not feed it. But Alex barely heard her. The pressure behind his eyes intensified. And suddenly, like a cut in a film, he saw something he had not asked to see. A room, white, windowless, nine screens.
Each screen shows the same image.
Split from above. Nine perspectives, nine watchers, and behind those screens.
Something else.
Not human. Not alien.
Not beast.
Not even darkness. Absence wearing shape. Alex stumbled. Mara caught him before he hit the floor. Alex, she said softly, focus, look at me.
He tried.
Her face anchored him.
Human.
Familiar, safe. For one heartbeat, her eyes flickered. Not Mara's eyes, Gaga's bright blue like sunrise without fear. Then the moment vanished.
What did you see?
Mara asked.
Alex whispered.
Heaven. Sarah arrives.
Sarah did not knock.
She did not open a door.
She did not announce herself.
One moment, the room held Alex, Mara, and the Watcher's invisible tension. The next moment, Sarah stood there as she had always been part of the architecture.
Black coat.
Rain-soaked.
But not dripping.
Her hair belonged to another climate.
Dry, American.
Her eyes were the real weapon.
Not seductive.
Not dramatic, just awake. Awake the way gods wake up. The Watchers reacted instantly, alignment. Five defensive presences turning like blades towards her.
Sarah raised one hand lazily.
Relax, she said. If I wanted him dead, he'd already be a myth.
Alex stared at her.
You came a long way.
Sarah shrugged.
Distance is a human problem.
Her gaze drifted to Mara.
Then back to Alex.
You've accelerated the timeline.
Mara frowned.
I did not do anything.
Sarah gave her an almost sympathetic look.
You existed.
Silence fell over the room. The Watchers shifted uneasily because Sarah was right.
The equation had changed.
Mara's presence had altered the pattern.
Alex looked between them.
Explain.
Sarah stepped closer.
Null current edits reality through patterns, she said. Patterns are the architecture of existence. They shape how stories unfold, how memories take root, how emotions echo from one soul to another. Every meaning we hold is just a sequence, a resonance held inside the unfinished weave of the world. Change the pattern, and everything else unravels.
It removes meaning the way software removes corrupted lines of code.
Mara whispered.
Then break the pattern.
Sarah nodded slowly.
Exactly.
She looked at Alex.
You need an event that the world cannot categorize.
Alex stared at her.
Understanding began to spread across his face.
Then he turned to Mara.
His voice softened, human again. I know what we do.
Mara blinked.
What?
Alex stepped closer.
His hand rose gently to her cheek.
We create love, no, cannot erase.
Her breath caught.
He looked at her like she was a sunrise, like he had spent entire galaxies in cold space just to arrive at this moment. Then he kissed her. Not like a man. Like a planet finding its star.
The Watchers recoiled slightly.
Across the world, something shifted. Couples paused mid-argument. Lonely strangers suddenly cried without understanding why.
Somewhere far away, Sarah felt her heartbeat stumble.
And beyond the moon,
the null current reacted.
Oh, pulsed. Then a signal appeared in the silent architecture behind reality.
Anomalous connection detected.
Unclassifying emotion event.
Deploying secondary strategy.
Mara pulled away, breath trembling.
What did we just do?
Alex's eyes were intense.
We made ourselves real.
He glanced toward the dark window.
And that's exactly what null cannot tolerate.
The Watcher leader looked at the silent city.
Then whispered.
No, is moving.
Alex nodded slowly.
Good. He looked back at Mara and smiled faintly because,
for the first time since becoming human again,
Alex was not afraid. He was in love. And it was becoming a problem.
Chapter 5.
The door that does not exist. Morning arrived and split the way it always did.
Quietly. As if the city preferred not to admit it had survived another night, but something was wrong, not visibly.
The sun still climbed over the Adriatic cafes, still opened their shutters, coffee machines still hissed like impatient animals. Yet beneath the routine, something subtle had shifted. People moved correctly, they spoke correctly, but something essential was missing. Alex noticed it first. He stood with Mara near the River Promenade, watching the early pedestrians drift through the stone walkway like actors who had memorized their lines but forgotten why the play mattered. A street musician sat on a stool nearby, guitar in his hands, fingers placed perfectly on the strings, but he was not playing. He could not. His hands moved,
The chords formed, the rhythm was technically correct, yet no music came out, no meaning, no soul, only sound.
The man looked at Alex helplessly. I know how to play, he said, voice trembling. I remember the chords, I remember the timing, but it's like, he shook his head slowly. The notes do not matter anymore. Then he began to cry, not loudly, just quietly collapsing into himself, as if the universe had quietly removed something vital from his lungs. Mara felt anger flare inside her chest.
What did it do to him?
She asked, behind them. One of the Allied Watchers, the one Alex privately called the teenager, spoke carefully. The null current is not erasing memory. Sarah turned sharply toward him.
Then, what is it doing?
The Watcher hesitated, erasing resonance. The word hung in the air. Alex felt it like a knife. Sarah's eyes narrowed.
Explain.
Concepts exist in layers, the Watcher said quietly. Memory is one layer, meaning is another. Resonance is deeper than both. He gestured toward the musician.
He still remembers how to play, but the connection between the act and the feeling, the soul layer, has been severed.
Alex whispered to himself.
So, it's not killing people.
Mara turned toward him.
What?
Alex's expression darkened.
It's worse, he said.
He looked back at the musician.
It's leaving them alive and hollow.
The pattern breaker. Sarah stepped forward into the center of the promenade. The air shifted immediately. The Watchers stiffened. They recognized power when it began to move. Sarah did not raise her voice.
Enough walking, she said.
Show me the edges. The silent Watcher tilted his head.
You're asking to see the fracture lines?
Yes. The Fisherman Watcher looked uneasy.
If you do that, you risk drawing attention.
Sarah turned slowly toward him.
Good.
That single word sent a quiet chill through Alex's spine. Sarah was not afraid of the null current, she was afraid of wasting time. She closed her eyes for a moment, nothing happened. Then the air around her began to distort.
Not visually, conceptually.
Reality felt thinner, like a page stretched too tightly across a frame.
Alex felt pressure build inside his skull again.
Mara grabbed his hand instinctively.
What is she doing? She whispered.
Alex answered quietly.
She's forcing the system to reveal itself.
The distortion expanded outward from Sarah like ripples across invisible water.
And suddenly,
Alex saw it, not with his eyes, with the part of his mind that had once belonged to something larger than humanity.
Lines.
Thousands of them. Thin fractures running through reality like cracks inside glass.
Every fracture is connected to something human.
A song, a memory, a promise, a belief.
Everywhere, meaning existed.
The null current was cutting.
Sarah opened her eyes again.
I see it, she said.
The Watchers went still.
Alex's voice was quiet.
How big is it?
Sarah did not answer immediately.
Because the truth was worse than any of them expected.
Finally, she whispered.
Global.
Mara's breath caught.
That's impossible.
No.
Sarah replied calmly.
It's already happening. The door. Alex turned away from the promenade. Something inside him had begun to shift.
Not fear.
Recognition. He had seen this architecture before.
In dreams. In fragments.
In the half-remembered place where his mind once lived before he agreed to become human again.
He closed his eyes.
And focused. The pressure behind his forehead sharpened. The world around him faded slightly. Stone. Sea. People. All of it is becoming background noise.
Because somewhere deeper,
he could feel it.
The door.
Not a physical door.
A structural one.
A passage hidden inside the architecture of reality.
The place where the Watchers observed everything.
The place where nine screens watched the world through human eyes.
Heaven.
Mara touched his arm.
Alex. He did not answer.
Because the door was beginning to respond.
Not opening. Not yet.
But noticing him.
Like a lock recognizing the hand that once built it.
Sarah watched him carefully.
You're remembering, she said quietly.
Alex nodded slowly.
Painfully.
Fragments were returning now.
The white room.
9 screens.
9 viewpoints of the same world.
The place where destiny had once been monitored like live television.
He whispered.
I built it.
Maris stared at him.
You what? Alex opened his eyes again. And the horizon seemed slightly wrong, like the sky itself had been moved half a degree to the left.
I did not just visit heaven, he said softly.
I designed it.
The watchers went completely silent. Even Sarah looked surprised.
Alex turned toward the sea.
And somewhere beyond the clouds.
Beyond atmosphere.
Beyond gravity.
He felt it again.
The door.
Waiting, remembering.
He whispered one word. Not to Mara. Not to Sarah. Not even to the watchers. To the architecture itself.
Open. For a moment, nothing happened.
Then somewhere far above the earth.
Something ancient shifted.
And the 9 screams is heaven.
Answered him with a pulse of light. As the universe itself had just recognized its author again.
Chapter 6. 5 Who Refused Silence. Silence had always been the Watcher's greatest weapon. For thousands of years, they had observed humanity without interfering. Watching wars, revolutions, love stories, and collapses unfold like weather patterns across the Earth's surface. Observation was their law, intervention was their crime. But laws were fragile things when the universe itself began to change inside the hidden chamber beyond the moon. Inside the architecture Alex once called heaven, the remaining watchers gathered. There were fewer of them now. Not 9, 5. 5 minds suspended within the pale geometry of the room. 5 presences that had chosen something dangerous they had chosen aside. The chamber itself was silent. 9 massy screens floated in the air like patient gods. Each screen showed the same planet from a slightly different angle. Earth turning slowly in black space. But something about the images was wrong. Small distortions rippled across the displays like reality itself was buffering the null current. Watcher 1, the fisherman, spoke first.
We were never meant to interfere.
His voice sounded old.
Not ancient.
Just tired.
Watcher 2, the teenager, answered immediately. We were never meant to face extinction either.
The fisherman did not reply because both statements were true.
Watcher 3, the silent one, finally spoke.
The null current does not destroy reality, he said quietly.
It edits it.
The word hung in the chamber like a blade. Watcher 4, the bureaucrat among them, reacted sharply.
Then we adapt.
The teenager laughed once. A short, bitter sound. You do not adapt to deletion. The screens flickered again across the planet. Small fractures were spreading. Songs are losing meaning. Stories collapsing into noise. Art dissolving into imitation. Love becoming uncertain. The fisherman watched the planet carefully. We should remain neutral, he said.
The system may correct itself.
The teenager turned toward him.
You still believe that?
Yes.
You should not.
Silence fell again. Then the final watcher spoke. Watcher 5, the one whose presence felt like cold glass and distant stars. Her voice carried no emotion.
No charity is a choice.
The fisherman looked at her.
And choosing sides is arrogance.
No, she said calmly. It is a responsibility. One by one, the screens displayed new data, cities, homes, hospitals, bedrooms, moments where human meaning was thinning. Moments where something invisible had begun to erase resonance. The teenager pointed toward one screen. Look. The image zoomed inward, split, Mara, Alex, standing near the sea. The fisherman's voice lowered. They are the anomaly. The teenager nodded. Yes. Watcher 4 frowned. Then we remove the anomaly. Watcher 5 answered instantly. No. The room went still. She continued.
If we remove them, we assist the null current.
The fisherman studied her, explain.
Null erases meaning, she said, and Alex creates it.
The teenager added quietly.
And Mara amplifies it.
Watcher 4's tone sharpened.
You're suggesting we support them?
Watcher 5 nodded.
Yes.
The fisherman exhaled slowly.
That is intervention.
Yes.
That is treason.
Yes. Silence spread across the chamber again. The watchers understood exactly what this meant. Once they crossed that line, there would be no returning to neutrality. Watcher 4 spoke coldly.
I will not join you.
The teenager looked at him. Then you are already obsolete.
Watcher 4 recoiled.
Traitors, he said.
The last remaining watcher.
A woman-shaped presence whose eyes resembled dead stars finally spoke.
We will not join.
Her gaze drifted toward Mara's image on the screen.
She is the problem.
The screens pulsed faintly across the ocean. In split. Mara inhaled sharply without knowing why. Watcher 5's voice hardened.
She is the solution.
Watcher 4 shook his head.
You are making a catastrophic mistake.
Watcher 5 answered calmly.
Possibly.
Then she turned toward the other watchers.
But silence is a worse one.
The fisherman closed his eyes for a moment. When he opened them again, something inside him had changed. He looked toward the screens, toward Earth, toward Alex.
I will not remain silent, he said.
The teenager nodded.
Neither will I.
The silent one spoke last. His voice was almost a whisper.
I have watched humanity for centuries, he said.
I would like to see how this story ends. Watcher 4 stared at them.
3. The bureaucrat watcher recoiled.
Traitors, he spat. The woman-shaped watcher remained unmoved.
You cannot stop what is necessary.
Watcher 5 looked back toward Earth, toward the small human figure standing beside the sea. Alex. The anomaly. The author forgot his own design. Then she spoke the decision that fractured the watchers forever.
We stand with him.
Far away. On Earth. Alex looked up toward the sky without understanding why. The sea wind moved across the harbor.
The city lights flickered faintly, and somewhere deep inside the invisible architecture of the universe, 5 ancient minds aligned, choosing rebellion, choosing humanity, choosing uncertainty. Alex felt it like a distant echo. He turned toward Mara.
They chose, he said quietly.
Mara frowned.
Who?
Alex looked toward the sky again.
The Watchers.
The darkness above the Adriatic remained silent. But Alex smiled faintly. Because somewhere beyond the clouds, beyond the moon, something had finally taken his side. He turned back toward the approaching storm, and for the first time since the null current began to move, Alex welcomed it.
Let it come.
Chapter 7. The flare that broke the sky. The first sign appeared over the Atlantic. It was not lightning. It was not a meteor. At first, astronomers thought it was a solar flare, an ordinary eruption from the surface of the sun. But solar flares did not behave like this.
This one moved.
Slowly. Deliberately. A line of fire stretched across the upper atmosphere like a scar opening in the sky. Satellites turned automatically to observe it. Data streamed across observatories around the world. Something was descending,
not falling, descending.
Like an idea lowering itself into reality. Across the world, telescopes focused upward. The flare pulsed once.
Then again.
The pattern was unmistakable.
It was not radiation.
It was communication.
The world notices.
Within minutes, the signal spread. Space agencies detected it first. Then universities. Then amateur astronomers post confused videos online. A burning line crossing the sky.
Too bright.
Too steady.
Too controlled.
News networks began broadcasting emergency coverage. Panels of experts appeared on screens. No one could agree on what they were seeing. A solar phenomenon, a military experiment, a malfunctioning satellite chain. None of the explanations fit. Because the flare did not dissipate.
It expanded.
Stretching across the sky like a wound split.
Alex saw it from the harbor.
The moment the flare appeared, the pressure behind his eyes returned.
Not painful.
But overwhelming, like a memory knocking on a locked door.
Mara stood beside him on the stone promenade,
staring upward.
The sky above.
Split glowed faintly orange.
What is that?
She whispered. Alex did not answer immediately, because he recognized it.
Not the shape, not the light,
the intention. The flare was not random.
It was a message, and it was aimed at him.
Sarah arrived moments later, appearing beside them with the same effortless distortion that always accompanied her presence.
She did not look at Alex.
She looked at the sky, then sighed.
So it's earlier than expected, she said.
Mara turned to her.
You knew this would happen?
Sarah shrugged slightly.
I knew something would.
Alex spoke quietly.
What is it?
Sarah's expression hardened.
The first response?
Alex frowned.
From Null?
Yes. The pattern reacts.
High above the planet, the flare expanded.
Invisible systems began to activate across the network of satellites orbiting Earth. Signals began to echo through communication arrays. Not hijacking, not destroying, editing. Broadcast frequencies flickered.
GPS signals are distorted.
Data centers began reporting tiny irregularities.
Not enough to cause panic.
Just enough to weaken trust, meaning structure.
Exactly. The way the Null current worked.
It never attacked directly. It undermined the idea of certainty.
Heaven responds.
Far beyond the atmosphere.
Beyond the orbital ring of satellites.
Inside the chamber, Alex once called heaven.
The 9 screens lit simultaneously.
The watchers watched the flare descend across the planet.
Watcher 5 spoke first.
It has begun. The teenager leaned forward, studying the data streams.
This is not an attack, he said.
It's a probe. The fisherman nodded slowly.
No, is measuring resistance.
Watcher 4 scoffed. You think Alex can resist that?
The silent watcher answered quietly.
He already has.
The screens shifted,
displaying split.
Alex
standing beside Mara.
The anomaly at the center of the pattern.
Watcher 5's voice remained calm.
Prepare alignment.
The teenager looked at her.
You're serious?
Yes.
You realize what that means?
Yes. The fisherman closed his eyes briefly. When he opened them again, the hesitation was gone.
Then we stand with him.
The sky breaks. Backing split. The flare suddenly intensified.
The orange line widened into a luminous fracture across the night sky.
People stopped in the streets, phones lifted.
Voices rose in confusion.
Somewhere in the distance, church bells began ringing without explanation.
Alex felt a pulse of awareness spike.
Then, the door inside his mind opened a little wider.
He saw the 9 screens again.
The chamber, the watchers, the architecture of heaven recognizes him. Sarah watched his expression carefully.
You see it? Do not you? She said.
Alex nodded slowly.
Yes. Mara grabbed his arm. What do you see?
Alex whispered. The control room. Sarah smiled faintly. Good. The flare pulsed again. The sky trembled. For a moment, the stars themselves seemed to flicker like uncertain code.
Then Alex turned towards Sarah.
What do we do now?
Sarah's voice was calm, steady, certain.
We stop reacting, she said.
Mara frowned.
Then what?
Sarah looked toward the burning fracture in the sky and smiled slightly. Then we begin.
Chapter 8, The First Move.
The flare did not disappear. It remained stretched across the sky like a scar that refused to close. All across the world, people watched it with a mixture of fear and fascination. News broadcasts looped the same footage endlessly. Astronomers arguing, scientists speculating, politicians attempting to sound calm.
But calm was impossible.
Because the flare was still moving.
Not fast.
Not violently. But with unmistakable direction, like a thought traveling through the atmosphere.
The signal.
Inside data centers across Europe, something subtle began to happen. Servers reported tiny irregularities, not failures, not errors, just
inconsistencies.
Music files that played correctly but felt wrong somehow. Photographs that looked identical but no longer carried the emotional weight people remembered. Emails that made sense but felt strangely empty. No one could explain it, because nothing was technically broken.
The systems worked.
But meaning was slowly leaking out of them like color fading from an old photograph. The null current was not destroying information.
It was removing resonance.
Split.
The edge of the pattern.
Alex stood at the harbor, watching the reflection of the flare ripple across the dark water.
The Adriatic looked calm.
But the sky above it had become something else entirely.
A fracture. A message. A warning.
Mara stood beside him, arms folded tightly against the wind.
It's getting worse, she said quietly.
I know. Sarah approached them slowly. Her coat moved gently in the sea breeze,
but her eyes were not on the sky. They were on Alex.
You're feeling it now, she said. Alex did not answer.
Because she was right.
The architecture of heaven, the chamber with the 9 screens, was pushing harder against his memory, like a locked room beginning to remember its key. Fragments returned, the design, the structure, the purpose. The Watchers had not created heaven. They had inherited it from him. Alex whispered,
I did not build it to control the world.
Sarah tilted her head.
Then why did you build it?
Alex looked toward the sky again.
To watch the story unfold.
Mara frowned.
What story?
Alex turned toward her.
Humanity.
The counter moved far beyond the planet. Inside the chamber of the 9 screens, the Watchers observed the flare with careful silence. The teenager broke it first.
Null is testing the boundary.
Watcher 5 nodded.
Yes.
The fisherman leaned forward.
And if the boundary fails?
Watcher 5 answered calmly.
Then meaning collapses.
The silent Watcher finally spoke.
Then we reinforce it.
The teenager blinked.
How?
Watcher 5 looked toward the screen displaying Alex.
With authorship.
The word echoed softly through the chamber. Because the Watchers understood something humanity did not.
Meaning did not come from systems.
It came from the authors, from creators, from the act of choosing what mattered. And Alex had once been the greatest author of them all. The choice, back in Split. Alex felt something shift inside his mind. The door opened another inch.
He could feel the 9 screens more clearly now.
9 viewpoints of the same world. 9 observers. 9 possibilities. And behind them, the architecture of authorship. Mara watched his expression carefully.
You're remembering more?
Alex nodded.
Yes.
Is that good?
I do not know yet.
Sarah stepped closer.
It's necessary, she said.
Alex looked at her.
And if I remember everything?
Sarah met his gaze calmly.
Then the null current stops being the author of this story.
The wind shifted across the harbor. The flare pulsed once more in the sky. Alex closed his eyes.
For a moment, the world disappeared. Stone, sea, peace.
people, all of it faded behind the structure of heaven. The nine screens waited, watching him, recognizing him, and Alex understood the truth. The null current was not trying to destroy humanity. It was trying to replace the author. He opened his eyes again. Mara looked at him anxiously. What happens next? Alex looked toward the sky, then toward the sea, then toward the invisible architecture waiting above the world. His voice was calm now. Cern, be right back. Sarah smiled slightly. Good. Because the next phase of the war would not be fought with weapons, not with armies, not with destruction, but with meaning, memory, love, and control.